Hey, Fun Size Podcasters, we're changing things up a little bit. Instead of featuring our one favorite segment of the day, like we usually do, we made a montage of every single time our little buddy, E.T., stopped by the Preston and Steve show this morning. We were laughing our asses off. Now it's your turn.
Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Anne Hathaway was by no means sure she'd make it in Hollywood. She tells Entertainment Tonight that she had absolutely, actually she tells E.T., it says here, that she had absolutely no idea how successful her career.
Did you ever have an idea you would be successful in Hollywood? When you came to be an actress, were you, did you ever have an idea you would be successful?
She sat down with E.T. By the way, his finger is the microphone. He holds it up.
I'll always be right here.
Speak right here.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Can you help me up in my chair?
She said she had no idea how that, she had no idea how successful.
I saw you in Les Miserables. You were like a dirty whore.
Oh, E.T.?
I don't know your language that well.
She was, right? She played the little peasant girl, right?
I don't know. Anyway, she had no idea her career would become that successful while filming her breakup.
You're in Get Smart.
While filming her breakout role playing Mia Thermopolis in 2001's The Princess Diaries, which co-starred Julie Andrews.
There are two of those, right?
Yeah, they made a sequel to it. She said, I had a mistaken idea that there would be a point where you'd made it enough that you would be able to stop hustling.
But that wasn't the case, right?
She said, like, I thought there was going to be a moment where you were just like, oh, great, now I get to sit back. I've won this, and my movies have done that, and now people come to me. And that's never really happened, she said, according to the interview with E.T.
Can you help me build a phone? We're flying. I'm going to miss you, Anne Hathaway.
So, yes.
On my home planet, I was a botanist.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, they were just here to collect plants.
I didn't know that. See, it's been a long time since I saw the goddamn movie.
And it's only one of the biggest movies in the history of cinema.
Yeah, but I only saw...
Shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
You!
Or I'll shut you up.
He's big timing.
He is. I'm just trying to say...
Dumbass.
E.T., I only saw it the one time in the movie theater when I was a child.
And only one time. You're too cool.
Yeah. All right. All right, here's one. I'm going to go to Mary. This one wrecks me. By the way, there's some spoilers here, but nothing. You should have seen these movies now. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. Okay, so Mary, I'm going to say the movie in case somebody hasn't seen it yet and they want to turn on the radio. But Inside Out... I think one of the greatest animated films ever made, by the way. Mary, go ahead.
Oh, I was so upset when Bing Bong died. I'm not sure enough thinking about it right now.
It killed me.
It's awful.
It killed me.
That sequence, yes. I think maybe Hitler could chuckle through that. But otherwise, I don't know how you can, especially since there's so many attempts and they fail. And then you realize...
Well,
when someone gives up, when this, spoiler alertish.
What it represents is her childhood gone.
Gone.
And that was just like, oh my God. I mean, you love this little character, but then you think about what it metaphorically means and you're like, oh my God.
I never thought about
my
what
little
it meant.
Girl.
Shake it off, pussy.
I'm sorry, E.T.
Oh my gosh! I didn't think of it that way. No, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Me neither.
Oh my God!
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And there's a new sheriff in town.
Hey, how about when E.T. died?
Yeah.
Wait a second. He died
for a little while.
He's in the hyperbolic chamber.
And Elliot's laying on top of him, thinking he's dead, and hugging him and everything.
They start dissecting him.
They cut out various.
God damn it!
His organs.
That's not in the script.
So...
Hey, you think you can put my dong back on?
And finally, Little Woman L.A. star Todd Gibble vowing to save his marriage by seeking professional help for treatment of depression. Gibble blames himself for everything, saying he's been under the weather and under the coffee table and hiding behind the couch. That's your Hollywood track.
Gibble.
Right. That, for a little person, that's a really horrible name. What's your name, little fella?
Gibble.
Hey, Gibble.
Gibble. My name's Gibble. Shut up.
Sounds like a clown name, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Gibble the Clown.
Hi, I'm Gibble.
My name's Gibble the Clown. Hey, shut up.
All right, we'll see if somebody knows the answer to this question. What was E.T.'s job on his home planet? And I will go to John and see if we can get the answer. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
All right. We're just looking for E.T.'s job on his home planet. What was it?
Was he a botanist?
A botanist.
He was, yeah.
All right.
Hang on, John. We're going to get your information. We're going to give you a pair of tickets and some free food at the Food Truck Craze Cinco Bash happening May 4th and 5th outside the Oaks Expo Center. Over 30 food trucks, axe throwing, zip lining, oversized inflatable games.
Everybody out on the dance floor.
Live music, margaritas, and more. Tickets on sale at foodtruckcraze.com.
Come on, everybody. Get out on the dance floor. Let's rip it up.
On the Wheels of Steel, E.T.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I can go all night. My fingers are 15 inches long.
All right, music news, here we go.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Oh, God, I love that.
Who knew E.T. would be a part of the show at this point?
You know, no. I mean, you know, the movie's kind of over.
It's over, decades over. Hey, if we could bring James Mason back.
You think they'll ever do that? You think they'll ever redo that movie? I mean, with the way they can do effects now, I don't know if it
you know
would be,
you can
I don't
never
know if it would
say
be
never.
As heartwarming as it was, you know,
because it was all physical effects.
Yeah,
you know, that was done CGI. They could certainly do it. I mean, they certainly have the ability to create an emotional, you know, creature.
They re-released it with additional
effects.
Digital footage a few years ago, and it was a little creepy.
Remember, they took the gun off the guy's hip, and people made a big deal about
no.
that. Yeah, so one of the agents, whatever this organization was to come in and quarantine everything, the guy was wearing a sidearm, and they took that away. They felt it was too threatening, or Spielberg didn't want it in there or something like that. So they made some weird little changes to the movie.
Yeah, they gave the gun to E.T.
Yeah, right.
The playing field's even now, isn't it? Sons of bitches.
Did I shoot six or only five?
Feeling kind of lucky. You know, when I saw the hubbub, I sort of lost count. Because I'm not a mathematician. I'm my home. You're a bino. You're
a botanist.
Shut up.
I probably should go back and watch the movie because I don't remember anything about it. Did the kids name him E.T.?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now it's on this little piece of paper on my lapel here. Hi, I'm E.T. I'm in town for a convention. Yeah, they named me E.T.
Because essentially the name of the movie is Extraterrestrial. The Extraterrestrial.
You picked up on that.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Sorry, E.T.
Remember, I'm a botanist.
Hey, we're talking about music news.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
E.T. Be good.
Out today is KISS guitarist Paul Stanley and singer. Second memoir titled Backstage Pass. The book follows Stanley's 2014 autobiography, Face the Music, A Life Exposed, which debuted at number 2 on the New York Times list. In Face the Music, Stanley talked frankly about his early struggles with hearing. He was born with level 3 microtia.
Wow.
And is deaf in his right ear. Microtia is a congenital deformity of the cartilage and the outer ear that can affect normal hearing.
It's also the food we eat on my homework. Microtia.
It's a lot like Reese's Pieces.
Exactly.
Excerpts from Backstage Pass talk about, in it, he talks about reconnecting with original guitarist Ace Frehley and having him back in a larger capacity in my life, he said, due to the shared magic of KISS history and accomplishments. The same, however, cannot be said for co-founding member and drummer Peter Criss.
Mm.
With Stanley writing Peter, unfortunately, is a different story. I don't think Peter has any life. He seems consumed by some kind of reality that his wife tells him. He's all. I know this is harsh.
That's harsh.
He says he's always been negative and always maintained an us
sounds
against,
like he's pee-whipped.
An us against them mentality, and I don't want that in my life. Stanley went on to write it. It isn't about having differences, because I'm sure that Ace and I have differences. It's Peter's overall sense of anger and resentment and feeling like a victim. He needs to acknowledge his participation and then change things. I think Peter's life is probably very one-dimensional, uninteresting, unstimulating, which is a result of seeing the world negatively and seeing everyone from behind, from the band members to the hotel service people, as disrespectful. That's not a world anyone should live in, and I don't want to be a part of it.
I've known people like that, that he's describing, and they're wholly unpleasant to be around.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty wild. I'd never heard that
I
about...
I think E.T. hit the nail on the head.
Maybe E.T. would like some of your falafels.
They look delicious.
We'll be your little fellow. Haven't had anything like this on your homeworld, where I understand.
I was a botanist.
Wait a minute. Who gave you the recipe for the falafels? It was...
Your boobie.
Yeah, it was... wait.
It was my boobie.
There you go.
My homeworld, the boobie is our leader.
Most bizarre conversation ever.
E.T. and Gene Simmons. The pairing that never occurred. I'm not sure I can fit in that basket.
Oh. I would like to see Gene Simmons on the bike.
I'm pedaling as fast as I can, but my calf muscle keeps cramping up.
I was thinking about E.T. with the makeup on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And how great that would look.
Yeah.
How freaky do I look?
Yeah. All right, and that's all I have in music news for you this morning.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or bizarre files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.